So unbelievably exciting, we're continuing our shiur on the topic of rov and miut. We saw in the previous shiurim, which were sweeter than honey, b'siyata d'shmaya, that there is this notion of ruba that's commanded lesser, ruba commanded isa, rov that's completely wiped, a miut commanded isa, miut commanded lesser, there's a miut that's completely wiped out, that's a miut commanded lesser, there's a miut that's not completely wiped out. We already saw a number of nafkaminas, we had some very, very gishmak Torah, baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. And now we're going to continue along on this path, dedicating this shiur to my sweetest and most beloved friend, Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina. And this is based on the Shari Chaim of Moreno Agona Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Shmuel Lev Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Os Hei, in Simon Mem Hei, in the Shari Chaim, on Meseches Ksubis. So there's a Mishnah on Meseches Ksubis, and Chav Tes Amar Aleph, that says that if a person has bia with a kusis, with a nara kusis, with onus or mefate, if he seduces or rapes, so he has to pay a knas al pitora, and he has to pay it, so the Mishnah says, to the kusis. And Tosa says that what type of kusis are we dealing with here? What's the problem with this kusis? So there are two opinions. One opinion is that they're gerei arayas, and one opinion is the gerei is that they're converted because of the lions. And out of fear, or they were valid converts. So Tosfa says, wait a second. According to the Man D'Amar and the Gemara, that the reason Kusim aren't allowed to marry into the Jewish people, their psulos lo b'kol, is because an Eved and a Shivcha mixed in with them, because Eved v'Shivcha nitmu behem. So if that's the problem is the Eved and the Shivcha that got mixed in, and therefore they're not allowed to come b'kol, because you're choshish that this person's the Eved or a Shivcha or send it from the Eved and the Shivcha. So we don't understand then, according to that opinion, that that's the issue of the Kusim, then why does a Kusis get a Knas? Because the man can say to her, bring a Raya that you're not a Shivcha. We b'chashash that you're a Shivcha, bring a Raya you're not a Shivcha, b'bakasha I'll pay you, I'll pay the Knas. And that's according to Shmuel, that you don't go after the Rov B'mamin, because maybe you're part of the Miut. And even according to Rav's Lektosis, that we do go after the Rov when it comes to Mamin. Also, maybe he went to her, and then she's kavua, and she's the suffix, and she's kavua, kol kavua, kemechza mechza dami, 50-50. So either way you look at it, either way you spin it, Rav, Shmuel, why should he have to pay? If it's Shmuel, ain't ochel mamin acharov, it's Rav, then na kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, zoet gefrek tosis. So bigu kushiyosam, that even according to Rav, you can't go after the Rav over here, because maybe he went to her, and it's kavua, so included in this is a chiddush, because we don't know for sure that's what happened. This is all what they call in modern Hebrew speculatia. This is all speculation. We don't know. So maybe he went to her, maybe she went to him. There are two ways that a man and a woman can be together. He went to her, she went to him. Those are the two options. So maybe Taka, he went to her. Maybe she went to him. We don't say kol kavua. Call the person who parish, you have to follow the rope. But what are we choshish? Taka choshish that she went to him, and that it's kavur, and that he went to her, and that it's kavur. So this is the etzem is suffik kavur. We're not sure that it's kavur. Choshish it's kavur. Suffik kavur. And zok toisvus, even though it's only a suffik kavur, we go after the rov. Chiddush in toisvus. Suffik kavur. We don't go after the rov. Now we go after. We don't go after the rov. It's suffik kavur. We don't go after the rov. M'choshish that it's kavua and 50-50. Chiddush in Tosfos. Now, we also find this in the Beis Shmuel. Brought in the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tesvav. The Magad Mishnah says in Perek Tesvav, Misure Bia, that we paskin, Kemandi Omar, Ledivrei Machshir Ba, Machshir Bevita, right? If a woman is with a man, and we don't know whether he's kosher or not, whether he passes or lakun, whether he passes or lakun or not. So what do we assume if we believe her? If you're machshir her, this is an opinion of the Gemara, you are machshir her daughter, it's another opinion where you're not machshir her daughter. So we pass him like the man d'amar l'divrei machshir ba, machshir bevito. And therefore her bari, that he's beseder, that the guy's kosher, is also good for a daughter, yeah. That's because, why do we believe the mami for the daughter? Because Minatorah, we don't even need the mommy's edus. Minatorah, the daughter is the child is kosher no matter what. Because even without the mother's edus, the child is still only a suffik mamzer. Umutr lavo bekal. Because it's only a suffik, even when that mother doesn't say. So the child is still suffik mamzer, mutr lavo bekal. So then why do we believe the mother that the child is b'seder, the child's not a mamzer? It's very simple. We believe the mother, because anyway, d'oraisa, it's only suffik mamzer, mutr lavo bekal. The only child is d'rabbanan. And the rabbis chose to believe her. Since it's only a rabbinic issue, the rabbi said, alright, we'll believe you, it's only a din d'rabbanan. So Frekta Beis Shmuel on the Magid Mishnah, we paskin that the halacha is Rabban Gamliel. What's Rabban Gamliel say? That she's believed to say that this person's a kosher. That we paskin like Rabban Gamliel, afilu b'rof psulim, even if most of the guys around are pasul. So wait a second. If we paskin like Rabban Gamliel, even b'rof psulim, v'chayra, in such an instance, the Vlad is a mamzer vaday. If it's roiv psulim, what does it mean pass like roiv psulim? That we'll believe her, even if it's roiv psulim. So what was the Magid Mishnah's whole premise? That, you know why we believe her? We believe her because anyway the kid's only a suffik mamzer, and if it's only a suffik mamzer, it's only tinder rabbanan now that the kid can't marry it, so then we believe we're on a tinder rabbanan. But no, but we've frekta beis shmuel, we paskin to perish in shulchan aruch, we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, even Barov Psulim, you believe her. And if it's Rov Psulim, that means you have to follow the Rov, and it's Mamzer Vaday. And yet we still believe her, even though it's a Mamzer Vaday. Choliot? We have your Achro of a Rov, and therefore, Mamzer Vaday. And with the time of the Magid Mishnah is not Shayach over here. Problema. And for the Beis Shmuel, there's not a Rov Borer here. It's only a suffix. Why? Because maybe she went to him. Here the suffix is with him. Maybe she went to him. And kol kavua is kemechza mechzadami. And therefore, it's not a mamzer vaday. Wait a second, Tio coach. Tio, this is only a suffix kavua. So you see nachamol that we're following a suffik kavua. Just like we saw before in the Tosis, you're following a suffik kavua. Here also, it's a suffik kavua, maybe she went to him. And we're following that suffik kavua to say that the kid's not a mamzer. Vaday. Great. So we have Svei Makairis that we follow suffik kavua, Baruch Hashem. But now, sweet friends, things begin to get a little bit thorny. Rashban Kiddushin Abakanta Rashban Kiddushin and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. You know what? It's not so bakant, at least not to the average man on the street. And it's Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. But in the yeshivas, a lot of people know this Rashba. The Rashba holds that in such an instant, Safi Kavua, we say that it's a rove and we follow the rove. If it's only a Safi Kavua, we don't say Mechtzel Mechtzel. Because it says in the Gemara that at Dvar Torah, Lefi the Torah, Shtuki, that the mother says, Shish, with my father, Shish. So a Shtuki is Kasha Lava B'Kol. Why? Why is a Shtuki Kasha Lava B'Kol? Because most men are Ksheri Metzla. A miut of men are Psula Metzla. And if he goes to her, called a parish, Meruba parish. If he goes to her, you have to assume he came from the rove and the rove is kosher, called a parish, Meruba parish. Aye, what are you going to say? Zuck the Gemara, maybe she went to him. And then it's going to be Kavua and Kol Kavua, Kemechza Mechza Dami 50-50. Then you have to be choshish that the kid can be baba b'kol. And the Torah says loyavo mamzer. Torah says if she went to him, it's going to be 50-50, right? But the Torah says, Lo Yavo Mamzer. Mamzer Vadehu Lo Yavo, but Mamzer Safek Yavo. Terrific. So either way, it's a win-win. If he went to her, called the parish, Meruba Parish, the Rovar Ksheira Metzla. If she went to him, it's 50-50, but 50-50 is a Safek. And Kol Kavua Kamechza Mechza Dami. Safek is 50-50. And Mamzer Vade Lava Bakal, Mamzer Safek Eva Bakal. So either way, the kid can be Baba Kal, because here it's, at worst, it's a Mamzer Safek. Main Baya, Mamzer Safek Eva Bakal. So either way, we're cool. She went to him, if he went to her. Right? If he went to her, called the Parish and Rupa Parish. If she went to him, Mamzer Safek, Yavo, even though it's called Kavua Mechza Mechza Dami, but say it. So Mamzer Safek. אנחנו בסדר גמור. עכשיו, בא רשב"א ומקשה. Why did the Gemara have to come on to this heter of Sufik Mamzer? We have a rov, even without that heter. Why? Because it's like this. If he went to her, we have a rov. Let's say, rov ksher metzla, 80% of the men are kosher. So you have 80%. It's an 80% chance that it's the right guy, that it's the kid's baba call. It's okay. Now, let's say she went to him. What about that possibility? That only makes for 50-50. So if you tally it up, what are the odds statistically? Kosher or not kosher? Avada kosher? Because they're two different possibilities, right? It doesn't end up being a 50-50 proposition, because there are two possibilities. And one possibility is more likely that the kid's going to be kosher because it's called a parish and meruba parish. And the other side is 50-50. So altogether, odds are in favor of the kid being kosher, because let's say we split up the 100 into two halves, right? The first 50, which is like, let's say, the first possibility, yeah, that he went to her. So let's say if that's 50, so it's, let's say it's 35-15. 35% that's kosher, 15 not. Seder. And now you have the other 50, and that's 25-25, right? Because if... she went to him, so now you have 25 plus 35, 60. And the other one's 40. Right? 25 plus 15 is 40. So what do you end up with? You have a rov. So, frekta Rashba, why do you have to come on to the chiddush of Mamzer Vade Lebekal Hashem, Mamzer Sofek Yavo, you have a rove here. So he says, Enachinami, the Rav Chadamilsa Kamar, just to make it better, the Gemara answered what it answered. But it works. But we learn, we see from this Rashba, that he says that there's a rove if there's a Sofek Kavua. Why is there a rove if there's a Sofek Kavua? Because Sof, there's a rov lahachshir. Because on one side there's a rov. Even though on the other side there's not. So what does it come out then that according to the Rashba we say about a Safek rov? Comes out a Safek kavua. Comes out according to the Rashba, we don't say mechtzel mechtzel. We still go with the odds, we go with the percentages. So this Rashba flies in the face of the Tosas and the Beishmuel we saw. So Nochama, according to Tosas and Beishmuel, Sufik Kavua, we follow 50-50. It's not considered a rov. The Rashba holds Sufik Kavua is a rov. You still follow the rov, even if it's a Sufik Kavua. So what are we going to do? So it says Hagoyin Agoda Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that the Rashba writes that B'Sufik Kavua we follow the rov. only means, and this goes back to our yisod that we've been talking about again and again in the shiurim, that it only means that it's shayich to have a psak, that there was a chiddush in the pasuk, that b'makom safek, you follow the rov. You follow the rov as a psak, but you can't say mi'uta kemandalesa. You can't say that the mi'ut is completely wiped out, that the rov eliminates the mi'ut totally. Why? Because sof is a tzad here of kavua, and then it's only mechza al mechza. So this is svara that the Rashba writes, nimsa haroiv lahachshir, is not effective to make it a rov that eliminates the mi'ut. It's just effective to make it a rov that we can follow. So it's not a rov ma'alia, it's not a super rov, but it's a rov. So according to this, it would seem as follows, that there is no machlokas at all between the Rishonim about Safek Kavua. Because we explain that even according to the Rashba, that you do say Rove if it's a Safek Kavua, nevertheless, it's not shaykh to talk about the din of Mi'uta Kamandalesa. Yes, the Rashba says you have a Rove, but a Mi'uta Kamandalesa we don't have. And if so, Tosfos was talking about what type of case? Tosfos is talking about a case of being motzi mamon. We're talking about a knas. And what did we say in a previous shir? We said beautifully in a previous shir, b'siyata d'shmaya, that Rav, according to Tosfos, that Rav was mechadesh, that hochim b'mamon achar harov, and you could be motzi mamon michizkoso, that is only a rov gamur, where mi'utas command lesa, where the mi'ut is eliminated. So if the mi'ut is eliminated, you can collect money. But a rov that we don't say mi'ut command lesa, Rav is mode that in a surim you can follow such a rov, but it's not motzi mamon. So there you need mamish araya, and a psak of a rov is not enough araya. So now we understand Tosfos, because what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that your motzi mamon, that if it's a safek kavua, that if it's a safek kavua, we don't follow the rov. We follow the safek kavua. And therefore Tosfos says that why is there a knas here? That's Tosfos' question. Why don't we say, bring a raya that you're a shifcha and take your money? That a raya, you can't have your money. And that's according to Shmuel, that enoch ha-momen achar rov. So there's a miut of shifchas. So, vakasha, prove to me that you're not part of that miut. Prove to me you're part of the rov. And even according to Rav, what does Tosfos say even according to Rav? That even according to Rav, who holds that we do all go b'mamon achar rov, but here, maybe, he went to her, she's a safek, she's kavua, and kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadam. So even according to Rav, that we do go b'mamon achar rov, here there's no rov. So fractosis, so why should he have to pay her? Now, The since that's the case, so this is no longer, and so therefore, what do you see in this case? You see that you follow this, you follow a suffik kavua. Here it's only a suffik kavua. Maybe it is kavua, maybe it isn't kavua. But you follow the suffik kavua, and Tosis is bothered. So since you're following the suffik kavua, maybe it's kavua and it should be 50-50. But that doesn't mean that there's no rov here, according to Tosis. Yeah, maybe there is a rov. There is a rov. Because maybe she went to him. And then you have a rov, Shalma Yisrael. Maybe he went to her, 50-50. Maybe she went to him. And then called the parish Meru Parish. And if it's called the parish Meru Parish, so then you have rov chances. The majority of chance, statistically speaking, the rov is that she is not a shifcha. And since the rov chance is that she's not a shifcha, so then he should have to pay the knas. But Tos says, no. No. You're still choshish for the kavua. You're still choshish for the suffik kavua. Why? So what's the answer? So the answer is, the reason you're choshish for suffik kavua is not because you don't have a rov. Because here we're trying to be motzi mamon. And in order to be motzi mamon, what do you need? You need a rov mochetz. You need a rov that wipes out the miut. And here we don't have a rov that wipes out the miut. Since you don't have a rov that wipes out the miut, you can't follow the rov. So the reason we're choshish for safek kavua is because self called self, the rov, isn't wiping out the miut. Because you still have it sad that it's kavua and kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. So if that's the case, we understand perfectly why Tosfos says that we're choshish for the suffik kavua. It's not that they, there's an argument here. Everybody agrees. Everybody's in the same ballpark. That we say that there is a rov, it's just not a rov. There's a suffik kavua. There is a rov. It's just not a rov that completely wipes out the miut. It's a rov. There's still the miut. And depending on the circumstances, we're going to see what you're going to follow. So in Tosis' case, where you have to be motzi mamon, you can't rely on such a rov. In a chenami of a rov, but you have to be choshish for the safek kavua, because it's not. In order to be motzi mamon, you need a rov that wipes out the miut, and the safek kavua is not wiped out. This might be kavua, might be 50-50. And that's a miut of enough. You're right. So of course, mathematically, it's a miut, but it's not wiped out by the rov, and therefore you can't be motzi mamon. So therefore, Tosfos says, be choshish for the suffik miut. And based on this, so suffik kavua. Even though it's a miut, but we're going to be choshish for it because, in order to be motzi mamon, you need a rov that wipes it out completely. And here, the rov doesn't wipe out the miut. And based on this, we can also understand the Beis Shmuel, who learned in the Magid Mishnah that b'safek kavua. If you have a safek kavua, ein havlad mamzer vaday la'asra lavo b'kohol. What did the Magid Mishnah say? The Magid Mishnah had said that we paskin man de machshir ba, machshir bevita, and the bari of the mother that she's sure that the guy was kosher can be machshir the vlad. That's only because, says the Magid Mishnah, min haTorah. What do you assume? Min haTorah. Anyway, the vlad is kosher. Why? Because you don't need a redus. Because it's a suffik mamzer and mutter lava b'kal. It's just a chumrah derabbanan. The heminu rabbanan b'derabbanan. So the rabbis were mekel, and then this derabbanan, they believed her. But min haTorah. Anyway, it's only a suffik mamzer. So frek de Beis Shmuel. Now we paskin like Rabban Gamliel that we believe her even b'rov psulim. And in such an instance, you don't have the svar of the Magid Mishnah that anyway the kid is kosher, because he's not. Because what does Rov Psulim make? Rov Psulim makes Rov. It's a Vade Mamzer Min HaTorah. It's a Mamzer Vade Min HaTorah, because we have Achor of a Rov. And the Magid Mishnah's reason isn't Shaykh. So he answers, the Beis Shmuel answers, that here there's not a Rov Bar. It's still only a Suffolk. Why? Because it's a Tzad that she went to him. And if she went to him, and he is the Suffolk Yisr, but he's Kavua. So Mechza al Mechza. So you see that you have a Suffolk Kavua, and you're following Mechza al Mechza. So you're following the you're choshish for the Suffolk Kavua. And therefore you say that even without her Eidus, the child is not a Mamzer. Ah, what about the Rashba? That the Suffolk Kavua, you still go after the Rov, as we saw in the Rashba. So the answer is that in the Sheif Shmaitza, he explains, he's Machadesh, that since we darshan Mamzer Vadai Velo Mamzer Suffolk, even in an instance where there's a Rov Gomor, that he's a Mamzer, that doesn't make a Vadai. It's a very famous Shita Mekubetzes that we've spoken about in our Shiurim more times than I can count. Now, I could probably count more times than we spoke about it, because I can really count pretty high. But many, many times. So we've spoken about the Shita Mekubetzes, that just because you have a Rove, Rove doesn't make Vadai. You follow a Rove, but Rove doesn't create a situation of Vadai. So now it would appear that even according to the Beis Shmuel, who understands that when there's a Rov, that he is a Mamzer, we consider him a Mamzer Vadai, right? That's what he said. Rabban Gamliel says even Barov Psulim, and Barov Psulim, he's a Mamzer Vadai. If most of the men are Pusul, then the child is a Mamzer Vadai. So how can you say that you believe her? Because anyway, the child is kosher. No, the child is a Vadei Mamzer. But even in such an instance, the Beis Shmuel holds that the kid is only a Mamzer Vadei only if you have a Rov Gamor and the Miut is Kamandalesa. Since the Rove is misalic, since the Rove completely removes the Miud, and it's Mavara the Ikar HaSafek, so the Beis Shmuel holds that the kid is called a Mamzer Vadai, but a Rove, and therefore if it's a Rove Psulim, Etzla, so that's considered a Mamzer Vadai, because that's misalic the Safek. So therefore he holds that if the kid is considered a Mamzer Vadai because it's misalik the Suffolk. That was what he asked in his Kasha. But a Rov that only has a Din Psak and a Hachra, a Rov that says you follow the Rov but it doesn't completely wipe out the Miut, that will not make a Mamzer Vadai, since the Suffolk has been Komo on me. And therefore, if you have a Suffolk Reeve, it's Sad Kavua, that doesn't wipe out the Miut. And therefore, you can't talk about a Mamzer Vadai. It's still a Mamzer Suffolk. So it's beautiful. You see that both in the Beis Shmuel's case with the Magid Mishnah and in Tosa's case, you are theoretically, there would be a Rove here, but you can't follow the Rove Lemaisa because you need in both instances a Rov that completely wipes out the Miut. In Tosa's case, it's to be Motzi Mammon, and therefore Tosa asks, you can't be Motzi Mammon because maybe you have a Rov, but there's still a Miut Kamandisa. There's still a viable Miut here, there's a strong Miut, and that can't be Motzi Mammon. So why are you Motzi Mammon then for this Habal Akusis? There's a miut command isa. There's still a miut here. There's a possibility that it's kavua, kol kavua kamatsa meltsa. And same thing in the Beis Shmuel's case. You need, in order for it to be a mamzer vadai, a rov isn't the only type of rov that makes a mamzer vadai, is a rov that doesn't have a miut. So, according to the famous Shita Mekubet says, B'chal Rov doesn't make a Vadai. But even according to the Beis Shmuel, that a Rov makes a Vadai, that's only a Rov that doesn't have a Miut after the Rov. But it only when Miut command the Lesa. But if Miut command the Isa, like in our case, where Sof Kol Sof, you have a possibility that it's Kavua, because maybe she went to him, and therefore it's going to be kavua. He's the suffik iser. It's kavua kol kamechta mechta dami. It's a miut commandi isa. Since it's a miut commandi isa, so you can't talk about. You can't say that the child is a mamzer vaday, because in order to make a mamzer vaday, even according to the Beis Shmuel, according to Shev Shmaya, to make a mamzer vaday, it doesn't work rov. But even according to the Beis Shmuel, that you can make a mamzer vaday based on a rov, but that's only if the rov wipes out the miut, if it eliminates the miut. But if there's still a miut even after the rov, in other words, the case of kavua, it's not a mamzer vaday anymore. So therefore, the taina of the Beis Shmuel is like the Magid Mishnah says, sof kol sof. You would believe her min haTorah. The kid's not a mamzer min haTorah even without a reidus, because there's a tzad, there's a kol kavua kamechta mechta tzad, there's a miut, that the child is not a mamzer, because kol kavua kamechta mechta dami, even if she went to him, in the possibility that she went to him, it's kol kavua kamechta mechta dami, and therefore, even though it's rov psulim, if he went to her, so rov, call it a mamzer vadai, but maybe she went to him. She went to 50-50. Okay, see, right, you still have a rov, but it's not a rov that wipes out a miut. It's not a rov that wipes out a miut. It's a suffik mamzer. It's a suffik mamzer. Oh, so now it's only a din derabanan, because min haTorah is only a suffik mamzer, because the rov didn't wipe out the miut. So really, everybody's agreeing that you do follow the rov if you have a suffik kavua. The only thing is, the question is, in every instance, what type of rov do you need? If you need a rov that wipes out the miut, which is the case of the Beis Shmuel and the case of Tosfos, that type of rov you don't have. So therefore, you have to be choshish for the suffik kavua. Mashenken, according to the Rashba is talking about the Gemara that says that Dvar Torah Shtuki Kasher, that we want to be Machshirim Lavo Bekal, and the Rashba asks there, right, it says, what's the reason the Gemara says? Because Rov Ksherim Metzla, Miut Psula Metzla. So Rov are Kasher and Miut is Pasul. And if he went to her, so called the parish, Miruba parish. Maybe she went to him. Maybe she went to him and he's the suffik yisr and it's 50-50. But don't worry about it. The Torah says, Loyavo mamzer, mamzer vade, not mamzer suffik. So the Rashba says, what do you have to come on to? Maybe it's 50-50, mamzer vade, not mamzer suffik. If you tally it out here, you still have a rov. But the kid's not a mamzer, because maybe he went to her. And that tips the scales that, statistically speaking, the kid isn't a mamzer. So what do you have to come on to? Mamzer vadei over on suffik yavo. You still have a rov that the kid's not a mamzer. So you don't need a rov here that completely wipes out the miut. So now we have another nafkamina in miut to command the lesa, which is that according to the Beis Shmuel, when is the child considered a vadai mamzer based on a rov? Only a rov that miut to command the lesa. But if this, there's still a suffix, even after the Rov, and the Rov is B'Torah's P'sak, that doesn't create a Vaday. Okay, so there's still a ton more to say on this Inyan, on this Sugya. And we'll be Zochim Ritz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitena Takoch V'Tamoch, to continue next time. B'li Neder, Hashem should give us the Simchas Chaim and the Brios Haguf V'Hanefesh and the financial means. L'umodu L'amid L'shma V'Latz L'Kaim is called Divrei Selma Teresa V'Yahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.